This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization has given its authorization for emergency use of COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by China Sinopharm. The decision by a WHO technical advisory group opens the possibility that the vaccine could be included into the UN-backed COVAX program in coming weeks or months and distributed through UNICEF and the WHO's Regional Office for the Americas. Sinopharm has released very little data publicly, aside from the efficacy numbers for its two vaccine shots, one developed by its Beijing Institute of Biological Products and the other by the Wuhan Institute of Biological Products. The Beijing shot is one that was considered by the WHO for an emergency use listing. Countries fighting new surges of the coronavirus are trying to ensure that they are not being hit by an India-style disaster. They face many of the same risks, including widespread shirking of restrictions and fragile health systems. Egypt this week imposed its strictest measures in months, including closing restaurants and shops in the evening, as it faces a third wave of infections. Turkey, Pakistan, and other countries are beefing up health systems to keep down the rise of new cases. Wealthier nations, as they immunize more people, are finding room to open up. Britain has announced a first tentative step toward resuming international travel for UK citizens. It said they will be able to travel to countries including Portugal, Iceland, and Israel later this month without having to quarantine upon their return. The Transport Secretary Grant Shapps said the country's current blanket ban on overseas vacations is being replaced by a traffic light system classifying countries as low, medium, or high risk. This is VOA News. Deep social discontent that has festered throughout the coronavirus pandemic is driving thousands of Colombians into the streets to protest, and some of the demonstrations have turned deadly. Authorities say at least 25 civilians and one police officer have been killed, and human rights groups warn of increasing abuses by security forces. The demonstrations began April 28th after the government of President Iván Duque formally introduced a tax reform that would have squeezed the middle class. That proposal was later withdrawn, but that failed to halt the rallies, which have only gotten bigger after reports of police violence. Deaths and disappearances emerged as well. Palestinian worshippers have clashed with Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a major holy site sacred to Muslims and Jews. It marked an escalation of weeks of violence in Jerusalem that has reverberated across the region. Palestinian medics said 136 people were wounded in clashes with police in Jerusalem, including 83 who were hospitalized. Earlier Friday, Israeli troops shot and killed two Palestinians and wounded a third after the men opened fire on Border Patrol police base in the occupied West Bank. Tensions have soared over the threatened eviction of dozens of Palestinians in East Jerusalem neighborhoods. Newly released preliminary data signals that deforestation of Brazil's Amazon in April was the highest for that month in at least 5 years. It comes 2 weeks after Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro signaled his government would dedicate more energy resources toward curbing deforestation. The government's deter monitoring system indicated that deforestation rose 43%. Over the same month in 2020, at the U.S.-led climate summit of April 22nd, Bolsonaro shifted his tone on Amazon preservation and exhibited willingness to step up commitment, even as many critics remained doubtful of his credibility. A federal grand jury in the United States has indicted the four former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's arrest and death, accusing them of willfully violating the black man's constitutional rights as he was restrained face down on the pavement and gasping for air. The indictment unsealed Friday names, among others, Derek Chauvin and the three other officers via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.